The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 8th of November, 2008. It's the birthday of the woman who founded the Catholic worker movement, Dorothy Day, born in Brooklyn, New York, 1897. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote Gone with the Wind, Margaret Mitchell, born in Atlanta, 1900. It's the birthday of the Indian novelist Raja Rao, born in Hassan in southern India, 1909. His native language was Canarese, but he wrote all of his books in English. Grew up going to Muslim schools in India, got a degree in history and English literature. Moved to France when he was 19, studied literary theory and Christian theology at the Sorbonne, and then decided to focus on creative writing. At the time, India was still under British colonial rule, and Raja Rao was one of the first Indian writers to try to capture in English the rhythm of Indian life. Rao said, "The tempo of Indian life must be infused into our English expression, even as the tempo of American or Irish life has gone into the making of theirs. We in India think quickly, we talk quickly, and when we move quickly. We have neither punctuation nor the treacherous ats and ons to bother us. We tell one interminable tale. Episode follows episode. And when our thoughts stop, our breath stops, and we move on to another thought. This was and still is the ordinary style of our storytelling." He wrote his first novel. He was just 21 years old, called Kanthapura. And it begins, "Our village," I don't think you have ever heard about it, Kanthapura is its name, and it is in the province of Kara, high on the Ghats, is it high up the steep mountains that face the cool Arabian seas, up the Malabar coast, is it up Mangalore and Puttur and many a center of cardamom and coffee, rice and sugar cane. Roads, narrow, dusty, rut-covered roads, wind through the forest of teak and of jack, of sandal and of sal, and hanging over bellowing gorges and leaping over elephant-haunted valleys, they turn now to the left and now to the right and bring you through the Alambe and Champa and Mena and Kola passes into the great granaries of trade." In the 1960s, Raja Rao began teaching Indian philosophy at the University of Texas, and he remained there in Austin until he died 2 years ago at the age of 97. Here's a poem for today by Larry Smith entitled Following the Road. "I have left my wife at the airport, flying out to help our daughter whose baby will not eat. And I am driving on to Kent to hear some poets read tonight. I don't know what to do with myself when she leaves me like this. An old friend has decided to end our friendship. Another is breaking it off with his wife. I don't know what to say to any of this. Life's hard. And I say it aloud to myself. Living is hard. And drive further into the darkness, my headlights only going so far. I sense my own tense breath, this fear we call stress, making it something else, hiding from all that is real. As I glide past twin lakes, flat bodies of water under stars, I hold the wheel gently, slowing my body to the road, and know again that this is just living, not a trauma nor dying, but a lingering pain, reminding us that we are alive." A poem by Larry Smith, Following the Road, from A River Remains, published by Word Tech Editions, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Boehm, engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.